KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 2 minutes past eight, it's mostly sunny and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for a partly cloudy today, a high of 70, and windy with winds northwest at 15, gusting at times to near 40 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In area news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved by a vote of 4-1 a 2.1% annual increase in the compensation for County Engineer Trent Wolken, effective October the 1st. Board member Frank Waters was the lone nay vote based on the fact that none of the other employees were given a midterm raise.
You know, we're really, really contradicting ourselves. You know, we can't give the deputies a raise. We can't give Alice a raise. And yet we can turn around and give Trent a raise. And this is nothing against you, Trent. I think you're doing a fine job. It's just the idea that we wouldn't give anybody else a midterm raise.
However, in a memorandum of understanding with Wolken prior to his being hired, it was stated that he must complete his 90-day probationary period plus 3 months before he would receive a raise commensurate to what other county employees received on July the 1st. So this is a special situation, according to the board. During their meeting last week, the supervisors and Wolken conducted a closed session, six-month review of his performance. None of the board members had anything negative to say about him at that time. In other business, the supervisors passed a resolution assigning a county-held tax sale certificate to the City of Atlantic for a property at 3rd and Maple Streets, and the entering into an agreement to abate taxes if Atlantic acquires ownership of that parcel. They also approved entering into an agreement to compromise sales tax and abate interest, penalty and cost, and signed sales tax certificates to a private citizen on county-held tax sale certificates for a parcel located in Cumberland. The board passed a resolution placing a stop sign at the intersection of 595th Street and Lansing Road here in Cass County. It was previously noted that site had become a dangerous corner due to the increased traffic associated with the opening of a new rock quarry. And the board discussed the closing of a county roadway at 570th Street and the I-80 underpass. The Iowa DOT plans to make I-80 a six-lane highway, which requires the closure of some underpasses. As an incentive, they're offering the county about $1.5 million to close the road. Supervisor Steve Green yesterday said he'd spoken with farmers in the area who would like to keep the road open.
Another one of them contributed financially to ensuring that underpass stayed open, and they have 600 acres that's split in half by the interstate. There's a little more separation, but that has always been their route, everything other than a combine and things like that. I mean, all of the entities would like to, A, keep it open. B, if they can't, then they feel like, you know, there's going to be additional financial input required every time they plant and harvest and things like that, and they'd like to, for the state to make up for that difference.
Green said that he'd like more time to research the records from when the land was originally turned over to or sold to the state at the time that the interstate was being designed and built back in the 1950s.
I think the state is probably going to declare eminent domain, but again, they have a lot of land to purchase if they're going to do that, I believe, because they're going to be, my understanding is they're not going to go toward the center. They're going to go outward, and that's not going
to
be done.
They'll have to purchase that land anyway.
Right. And then what is the value of that land at that point?
That will be set by the government.
Right. But they also got beat by one of these families back in the day, and they had to pay almost three times as much for their piece of land. And they actually got beat by a Cass County lawyer against the DOT's lawyers. And that this is all stuff that trying to get researched.
Engineer Wolken said he would try to get a DOT official to attend a supervisor's meeting either in person or via Zoom to discuss the matter further, especially with families and landowners who have an interest in keeping the road open. Supervisor Board Chair Steve Byers was one of those that was in favor of setting up that particular meeting.
It would help us make an equitable decision here if we knew what was agreed upon.
Exactly.
Back then. Exactly. And also if this is just going to embroil us and the Board of Supervisors in a lot of discord and being the ones to handle the hot potato, maybe Iowa DOT ought to come down. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't see the need for I-80 to be expanded. It's just some people are going to bear the brunt of the downside of that.
It's not clear when that next meeting will take place on that particular matter. In state news, officials are making a change to the guidelines for quarantining students and staff in schools who've been exposed to someone who tested positive for COVID-19. State Medical Director Dr. Caitlin Podotti said that the person with COVID and those who were around them have consistently worn a face mask. Only those with symptoms or who have tested positive will have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Now, the CDC does currently still recommend that individuals who have been in close contact should quarantine even if they're wearing face coverings. However, we've gotten some information from here in Iowa, as well as from some of our neighboring states, that help us to adjust our current recommendation.
Podotti said she reviewed COVID case counts in 4 school districts in northwest Iowa's Sioux County. The 3 districts where face coverings were not required had between 30 and 130% more COVID cases among students and staff. Podotti said these new state guidelines on quarantining do not apply to residential facilities like a nursing home, but are recommendations that may apply to other settings like a business or childcare center.
Individuals who, when the case and close contact, have been wearing a face covering consistently and correctly for the entire time will not need to self-quarantine at home. However, we'll still want them to self-monitor, which means wearing your face covering and keeping a close eye on your symptoms.
Governor Kim Reynolds said the change is being made after superintendents from across the state expressed frustration about how many students and staff had to be quarantined.
In some situations, they're having to quarantine a disproportionately high number of students when just a few positive cases have been identified.
The governor said these adjustments for Iowa schools are similar to new guidelines for Nebraska and Wyoming schools.
The reasonable change that will make a positive difference as schools continue to adapt to this challenging and very fluid situation.
Dr. Podotti also cited a study in Missouri where they found none of the 139 customers who were around 2 hairdressers who had COVID got the virus because all were wearing masks. The Iowa Public Health Association called on state officials to release the evidence backing up this new guidance for when to quarantine. The Iowa State Education Association's president called the new guidelines cloudy information that's not based in science. Elsewhere in the news, 2 men were arrested last night on separate charges in Creston. Authorities say at around 11 p.m., 37-year-old Stephen Lammer of Carter Lake was arrested in the 500 block of South Walnut Street in Creston. Lammers was charged with trespassing in the first degree. He was later released on a $300 bond. And at around 10:15 p.m., 28-year-old O.C. Martinez of Creston was arrested at his residence for domestic abuse, simple assault. Martinez was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Creston police said also Creston Automotive reported Tuesday afternoon that sometime between 3 p.m. Monday and 1:30 p.m. Tuesday, a vehicle located in the business's parking lot was shot at and damaged by what appears to be a pellet or BB gun. Damage was estimated at $1,000. Police in Glenwood yesterday said there have been 2 recent arrests. Last Friday, 20-year-old Nathaniel Bolte of Minden was arrested for OWI first offense. He was later posted a $1,000 cash or surety bond and was released. On Sunday, 41-year-old Bobby Burr of Omaha was arrested for driving while barred and on a Page County warrant for failure to appear on a driving while barred charge. Bond set for the warrant is at $5,000 cash only, and the charge of driving while barred bond was set at $2,000. The Harlan Police Department yesterday said a woman from Atlantic was arrested September 24th on drug and other charges. 22-year-old Chelsea Leanne Adams was taken into custody following a traffic stop. She was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and speeding. And on September 27th, Harlan Police arrested 61-year-old Jeffrey Lane Clark of Harlan for driving while revoked, along with a charge of speeding. That's a check of the news brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street here in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.